I'm Julia Scott. I'm the Chief Executive of the College of Occupational Therapists, and I am an occupational therapist. And we're here today to celebrate 40 years of OT education here at the university, and particularly and significantly, I think, to recognise and pay tribute to the relationship that the university has with service users and end users of OT services, but also in translating their knowledge, their understanding, their working with technology into the practice of occupational therapy, so that the academics are really joined up with those in practice who serve the end user. So there's a continuous journey here, and we don't see that in every university, and it makes a real difference to the value of the occupational therapy contribution in people's homes.
If we could turn to you, Dr. Suzanne Martin, the University of Ulster.
The university, as you know, has an agenda around professional education for professional life, and that's where our relationships with the college are very important. They have standards. They set the standards nationally that we ensure are delivered within the undergrad curriculum. At this point in time, we're looking ahead to the future in terms of our master's programmes that we offer and our PhD programmes that we offer, so that people can continue with CPD, which ensures that our workforce that is already embedded in delivering healthcare within Northern Ireland is always informed and up to date in terms of research, best practice, evidence and clinical reasoning.
The Princess Royal had very kind words to say about the university's relationship with the business world and the manufacturing world. Mm-hmm. What's next? What else is in the pipeline?
In Northern Ireland, we have gone under a review of public administration within health, and we have in the last few years had Transforming Your Care released, which is really going to shake up and change how healthcare is delivered. So as part of the OT professional body, what we want to do is make sure that our OT group remains fit for practice, but not only just in terms of baseline competencies. We want to ensure that therapists are leaders for tomorrow. They can shape up new services, they can work in partnership with industry, with the social providers of care, because that's how health and social care will be delivered in the future in Northern Ireland. Today we saw innovation around assistive technologies and electronic assistive technologies. Those types of devices will make a significant difference in terms of how people are managed at home, in terms of how risk is managed at home, and also how people can be enabled to be as independent as possible. So for me, looking after my mum, that would make a difference around how I can care for her, whether I could still go to work, and whether she could still be supported within her own home environment. OTs will be critical to all of those areas.
How important do you see that kind of industry university professional collaboration at a national level?
I think it's absolutely vital. There's no point in developing our academic knowledge and theory if it doesn't translate into the practice of occupational therapy and make a real difference to the outcome of the end user. The Princess Royal said, and she's right, that other universities should be looking at the University of Ulster and seeing how those relationships are managed, because it's not new. You've been doing it for some time here. Mm-hmm. So you have developed, it's not just a relationship, it's an ongoing business partnership. And other universities are only at the beginning of that. And they could probably benefit from learning from what people here know, what works and what doesn't, because there are bound to be things that don't make that relationship easy. Mm-hmm. The relationship has to be managed. And I think as occupational therapy, as a profession, develops and changes, and it will, for some of the reasons Suzanne said, but because of the nature of our population who we're there to serve, the emphasis on health promotion and prevention rather than dealing with illness, occupational therapy will move with it. And I think the fact that the University of Ulster already has some key relationships with important stakeholders will help that transition as the profession grows and develops.